Blog Talk Radio.
All right, Marcus.
Yes, I am your host, Les Jackson. I'm going to get off into it. Why prayers are not answered. You can call in right now at 718-664-9476. I want to also tell you, if you're having trouble with your automotive cars, if you're having problems with your cars, go to White's Muffling Brakes right there on 6 Mile and Myers. Let them do the service for you. They'll make it happen. You need to call in right now at 718-664-9476. We're going to talk about why prayers are not answered. Prayers are not answered when we pray and our prayers are the most confusing things to understand in life. Even more disturbing is how many people don't know how to pray and want, and listen to what I said, they want to sit back and make the right decision in their prayers, and yet their prayers are not being answered. Many people just don't know how to pray. And we pray for a lot of things we don't need to pray about because we have neglected some of the main principles of prayer. Number one, we have forgotten who is in dominion of the world. It's not the devil. God said he rested. He said, I left it in your hands. We have to sit back and start taking responsibility and stop putting blame on all the circumstances that are around us in order to make prayers work. That's the number one key. Stop allowing and stop putting things on everything else other than you, because a lot of your prayers and a lot of our prayers don't work because we sit back and we refuse to pray the right way. See, God said, come boldly to the throne of grace. In other words, be specific. Don't come to me with no haphazard. Don't come to me with some half-cocked idea. Now, if I know, I sit back and I need to have, and let's put it like this. If I sit back and say, I want a proper job that's going to pay me so that I can take care of me and my family. Too broad. No, God, here's what I need. God, I need this. I need to have a job that pays me $20,000. I have already sat back. I wrote down, made my vision known. Oh, remember, make your vision known. Write it down. Prayers have a lot to do with your belief and writing it down so you can see it every day. You don't have to pray it every day, but know it every day and say it every day. See, the disciples sat back and asked God, how do we pray? And he gave us a general prayer that covered everything, but the specifics on prayer will come between the prayers that we sat back and saw him pray and we saw the rest of the disciples pray. See, when he sat back and got in the boat and Peter didn't believe, he sat back and prayed for fish. He didn't pray for anything other than the fish so that they would come into the net so that Peter might believe and might come into the fold. But here's what it is. Let me give you a mechanism on your prayer life. And I'm not trying to be religious on this because it applies to everybody. Because we all pray. You can pray to whatever you want to pray to. And it can be your God. It can be your higher power. It can be what motivates you and gets you through. You can pray to whatever you want to. And it can sit back and actually come true. Because prayer is not based upon the ideologies of man, but it is based upon what you believe. It is said that faith without works is dead. Works without faith is dead. So why pray for a job if I'm not going to get up off the couch and go get a job? It makes no common sense. None whatsoever. That's the wrong prayer. Lord, I have sat back. I've got the interview. I put in that verse. I put in the application. I got the interview. Now, Lord, when I walk in there, let me be the best I'm going to be. Let me show out. Let me sit back and be the prime candidate that they look at, because that's what prayer is. Prayer is not some haphazard ideology of, thank God you woke me up this morning. Why did he wake me up? He woke me up so that my prayers could be answered. What prayers? The prayers that I may have a better day than I had yesterday, because today I'm going to try to do better and achieve the things that I've prayed for the day before. Well, what did you pray for? And this is why prayers are not answered. Prayers are not answered because too many times we sit back and we beat the dead horse over and over and over, but we're not specific. We don't boldly come to the throne of grace. We have no faith. We have no belief. We don't even think that God exists. Number two, why prayers don't get answered. There are a lot of things that we should do on our own. I hit a nerve. There are many things that you ought to be able to do on your own because it's in your right. It's in your birth. It's in your DNA. It's in the power that was given to you in order to sit back. It says that man has dominion over all things that are on the earth. How come we sit back and act as if God is still responsible? Did not God say that on the sixth day, after he finished it all, on the seventh day, I take that back, on the seventh day, didn't he say, I'm going to rest? I rest. It's finished. It's done. I've given you everything that you need to get you through from point A to point B, but you have to sit back and search, reach, and achieve. Now, I'm not going to sit back and give you everything, just throw it out the sky up on you. This is why prayers a lot of times don't work. I was sitting back and I was talking to somebody the other day, and they were talking about burning a candle. And it amazed me. It shocked me because they said they had learned a prayer that if you sat back and burnt a candle along with the prayer, now they put the candle into the prayer. It's not the candle. The candle had nothing to do with it. Had jack to do with this prayer. It was because they could believe that this is what they could achieve because this is what they were meant to do in their lifetime. And I'm telling you, prayer is based upon your capacity. It says that God gives everyone talent according to the abilities that they have. God gives knowledge according to the ability that you have. If my people die because they struggle from the lack of knowledge, when are we going to sit back and start acknowledging who we are and saying, look, we can change the world. Time for us to do it. You need to call in right now at 718-664-9476. Get in the chat room. Talk to me about this because I know it touches your heart. I know you're listening. I know you're listening to hear. What is he going to say? Why is it that my prayers are not answered? The biggest thing is you don't believe half the stuff you say. Happy birthday to all my friends on Facebook, Twitter, blogtalkradio.com. Yes, I am Les Jackson. I had to come with a different attitude on today because when you start talking about prayer, a lot of my prayers have been answered, but I have to separate the wants from the needs, and I have to know when I pray, am I praying for a want or a need, and what do I have to do in order to make it happen, to energize and to put the wheel in motion? A lot of us still don't see it. That's why our prayers go unanswered. It is said that faith without works is dead. Work without faith, they're dead. Why? For the simple fact that if you don't believe in what you are and what you can accomplish, you can never get the prayer answered because God is not going to go out void. He's not going to go out null void. Everything he says is valid. And I had to correct myself. Everything that God says is valid. If you don't work, you don't eat. If you don't show love, you don't get love. If you don't make yourself friendly, you won't have friends. All of these things are basic prayer principles to give you full power and full reign. And quit confusing the angels. Angels are meant to be at our disposal so that we can use them and we can call them down to assist us in our times of need. Oh, I want to get spiritual on you today. You're supposed to be able to call angels down to aid and cater to the needs that you have here in this everyday hustle and bustle that we must live through, whether it be USA, Africa, UK, Russia, wherever you are, your higher power. It doesn't have to be God. You can say Allah. You can say Buddha. You can say whatever you want. I just don't trust them Buddhas because they are made up little statues. And I understand and looked at the history of it. Why prayers are not answered. Prayers are not answered primarily because, like I said, specifics earlier. We sit back and we ask God for a woman, a wife. But we don't say what kind of wife we want. We just say, give me a wife. Well, if you leave that up to God to say, just give me a wife, you're cutting yourself or opening up a window that can be almost 100% where he can give you anything. Now, let me cut it down a little bit. God, I don't want a wife that is 6'5". When I'm 5'8". And boldly step. Step boldly with this. And you have to understand this spiritually to understand what I'm saying. Don't go to God with these insignificant prayers, thanking him for waking you up. He woke you up for a reason, so that you could be better today than you were yesterday. That's why you woke up. You woke up because you ain't completing the mission that God has sent you on, and he wants you to sit back and have one more day. I'm not going to sit back and lie on God. Allah, whatever you want to call him, Jehovah, call it what it is. Call God who he is. He said, I'm known by many names, and this is the problem in everyday life. We are praying, just like when we pray for people. And not only do I pray for hungry people, but I pray that those people will be fed. I pray that those people will sit back and overcome the adversities that they are now faced with, because I understand that they have adversities that I must pray for specifically. Give them beans and rice. Give them steak and eggs. Give them the things that they need. Specifically going boldly to the throne of grace. A lot of people don't like to hear me say it. They don't like to hear it said like that, because it's so bold, it's so provocative and new. And it's not new. No, it's not new. When Jesus prayed specifically, my Father and God, heal this man's eyes. His eye, he can't see. Open his eyes so he can see. He didn't go off with some, oh, well, Lord, pray for all those that are blind. No. He looked at each one of our needs, and he caters, and he prayed for it and prays for it on a constant base. And then another reason why our prayers are not answered is because we don't let the Spirit of God or the Spirit of our higher power that is in us sit back and guide us. How many times have you sat back and said to yourself, I felt like this. I knew it from the beginning, but I didn't make a move. Well, that was your prayer being answered. But you didn't make a move. So don't blame it on God. Don't blame it on the people around you. Don't blame it on government. Blame it on you, because you didn't move according to the prompting of the Spirit. Oh, I'm not going to get religious on you. Why prayers aren't answered. We have the answer to solve hunger, homelessness, and all of the basics, but we have become so self-centered, and our prayers now have become null and void, invalid, because we don't actually pray for those that are less fortunate. We don't actually see those that are less fortunate. Therefore, how do we believe that our prayers ought to be answered when we don't even believe half the stuff that comes out of our own mouths? I wish somebody would talk to me at 718-664-9476, but maybe everybody wants to listen. Maybe everybody wants to know, how can you get your prayers answered? First of all, believe. Believe and know that God is for you and not against you. Second, forget about all of the mythology that you have heard in your past about what God can do, and understand he does it whenever you ask for it. Number three, ask and it shall be given. Knock and the door shall be opened. Seek and ye shall find. If you don't apply those three basic principles, you will never achieve the things that God wants you to achieve, because you rob yourself. God does not rob us. We try to rob God. Number four, faith. Faith is knowing what you don't know, but you do know, because it's on the inside of you to know that this is you. Anybody ever sat back and told me that I was meant to be a loser in life, I'd sit back and almost want to slap them. I knew I was born into a predestined sonhood, sonship, godliness. And I feel like, as Jesus said, we have equality to be able to call upon all the power. Now, number five, understand the power. God has given you power to sit back and to will what you want. That's why we talk about deja vu. We've given it all kinds of crazy names. Intuition. All of this kind of stuff that we talk about, and we act as if it's some kind of supernatural thing. It's not supernatural, it's spiritual. It's what's in you. It's what's shaped inside you. Have you ever sat back and thought about something, and you thought about it, and all of a sudden what you thought about came right before your eyes, and you saw it? The reason why is because you bring into existence the very things that you speak about as well as think about. Because if you think them, you're going to say them. You're saying them in your thoughts. Why prayers are not answered? Prayers are not answered because we're listening to too many voices that are telling us how they can achieve what they want and not achieve what you need, because they are looking out for them and they understand the powers of prayer. Oh, I'm not mentioning no names. I'm not saying anybody. But it was awful bold a few weeks ago when my brother sat back and asked his parishioners to sit back and to provide him with the money so that he could get a jet, because he needed the jet. One thing we have to understand is that all the material things that we have in life are tools so that we can get and be more spiritual, and they are to be shared. I'm not here to get a jet. I'm here to spread the word and teach you the truth so that you might not fall victim to the falsehoods that are being presented before us in any shape, form, or fashion. That's my job. See, I understand the arena I dance in. I suffer every day because sometimes I, too, and even as much as I understand prayer, I still say the wrong prayer and have to correct myself and get back in right and say, you know what? I messed that up. That was my bad. We wonder why everything is in chaos right now. God never prayed for peace. Matter of fact, God sat back and said, I'm here to put the world at odds. I'm here to cause chaos and war, that you might understand the power that I've given you. Ninety-eight percent of the people go through life and never have a problem. It's only 2%, maybe 1%. I'll go even lower. Maybe 1% of people have real issues in this life, because they sat back, they've made issues. They've made it difficult. That's why prayers are not answered. You ask yourself, why is it that my friend that doesn't believe in God can receive his blessings? And they seem to be better than what I'm doing, because they believe that they can achieve what they believe. That's why a lot of prayers are not answered. Forget all this thing. I don't want to hear all this no more. You know what? Yes. God wants us to have prosperity. But he said the poor you're going to have with you always. And I have to live with that fact. I didn't say it. It didn't come out of my mouth. But I have to understand, some people are not there. And some people are prayer blockers. That's why we have prayer warriors. Because we have those that understand prayer and can sit back and to get you into the right direction, up to the line that you need. And I don't think that they should be biased. I don't care what religion you in. I'm not hung up into your denomination. I'm not hung up in your denominational differences because they have no fruit that can be bared. But when we can come together and we can understand the simplicity of the book and understand the guidance of the book, then we can understand how we can make this place a better place. There is no sense in this world going in the direction that it's going in other than what the word is saying. Now, what did God say? God said, I'm going to separate the wheat from the tares. Didn't mean to get religious on y'all today, but I got to. I got to go all out because our prayers are not being answered. We're praying for world peace, and the Bible, the word itself says there will never be world peace. And if you think it is, you're going to be deceived because there will be 7 years when the Antichrist comes and he will present you with 7 years of world peace and then break his own treaty. That's what the word says. So for me to look for world peace, I'm fooling myself. Number two, don't pray that we're going to all get along. I don't have to agree with you on everything that you say. You can't see what is going on in my life. I can't see what's going on in your life. But when you pray for me, just sit back and say, Lord, help him to be the best that he can be or she can be. That's prayer. That's the power. That's real power. I looked at the young lady, the mother of the slain man, that Hernandez slayed. And I'm not sure if he was always partaker, but he was accused and admitted and convicted of being guilty. And that's all fine and good. But I listened to the mother. And the mother sat back and said, despite all, I want everybody to forgive him. See, forgive him. And we have to learn to forgive. Forgive the mistakes that you've made in the past and try to get on to the future. See, we beat ourselves up so much to where a lot of our prayers can't be heard because we're trying to control them. And what is a prayer? A prayer is a request. I'm requesting for God's help. I'm requesting for my higher power's help. Now, I'm going to do what I got to do, but I need a little help up in here. And when you do it that way, you find it to be so much beautiful. And you find that you walk into the light and you are no longer held bondage and hostage to insufficient prayer. I hope I gave you something. I'm up out of here, y'all. To go, marinate on that. Just marinate it on. Words from my mouth. Marinate on. Love you. In the name of God. Let's sit back. Learn how to pray. Be specific about your prayers. Don't allow the devil to steal your joy. Get what God has given you from the beginning, what you were born to do. Do it. Just do it. See ya.